grace, for favor. This is my sea to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Everybody under the sound of my voice, I decree and declare that this is mine, yours, our season for grace, for breakthrough, for whatever it is. This is your blessing season. Decree it and declare it. As the songwriter said, prophesy over yourself. Let yourself speak it, command it, put it out in the atmosphere as it has already happened. Do not sleep nor slumber. I always say that. Put your mouth to work. Start giving confessions. Start giving affirmations over what it is that you are looking for, whatever it is that you're desiring. What is your heart desire this morning? What is your heart desire this morning, South Africa? Nigeria, what is yours? What is yours, Canada? What is yours, our people in Asia? What is yours, the people in the United States of America? What is it that you're decreeing and declaring this morning? I'm sitting and decreeing and declaring that this is my season for greatness, for breakthrough, for plentifulness, for bounciness, for abundance, whatever it is, that's what I'm decreeing and declaring. So I extend that same offer to you. You have the ability to speak things into existence. Start doing it. I say again to you all, good morning. We thank you for joining us this morning as we come and making God our first priority, as we come to the table, our executive meeting, to break the bread of life and receive the daily manna that God has for you and the living waters where you will never have to thirst again. Have you ever thought of that scripture? Have you ever thought of that statement that you would never have to thirst again? That's really powerful if you think about it. It's really powerful how God gives us the daily word and how he gives people, he takes his people and he gives them insight. He pours inside of them so they can come back and give to you what he has given them. The whole cycle is just powerful. If you really sit and think about the power of God and how much he loves us and the way he does things, you can't, it's not a hit or miss, but it's an on-target thing. It is a center mass thing. Any of you know about shooting? When you hit something center mass, that means it is a great shot. That means that you are hitting a point of excellence. It means that you are doing exactly what you're supposed to do. So I say to you, think about the things that God does for us on a daily. Think about it. And then give him his praise. Give him his honor because he is so worthy to be praised. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us in prayer, please.
Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning, saints. And we thank you again for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, oh God. We thank you, God, for coming in with us, God, and gracing us with your presence, oh God. And I'd like to thank you, God, for being the head of our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for today, oh God. We're going to speak the things, oh God, that we like in our life, that we want, not like, God, that we want, that we need in our life, oh God. So the peace, oh God, that we speak of today, oh God, we ask you, God, to thank you, God, for this peace, oh God. We ask you, God, we thank you, God, for this mercy, oh God. We ask you, God, we thank you, God, for the joy, oh God. We ask you, God, we thank you, God, for the pain relief, oh God. We ask you, God, we thank you, God, for the anguish removal, oh God. We thank you, God, we ask you, God, to remove the chains, oh God, burdens that's in our life, oh God, so we can walk into the manifestations of you, oh God, so we can see your presence, oh God, so we can seek your face, oh God, so we commune with you, oh God. Thank you again, oh God, for allowing us to be in your presence, oh God. Thank you, God, for allowing us a sinner that has the free will, God, to try again, to do it right again, God, to make a new every day, oh God, allowing us to be in your presence, oh God. Truly, God, it's an ominous feeling, oh God, of grace, oh God. I love you, God, for it, oh God. Thank you, God, for doing the things that you're doing in our life, oh God. Thank you, God, for spreading the word that you have in us to spread, oh God, like never before, oh God. Thank the saints, God, for receiving the word, God, like never before, oh God. Thank you, God, because it's truly a blessing, oh God, that you are doing a new thing right now in this time, oh God, a time before, like God, never before, God. The people are listening to your word, God. They are grasping what you're trying to say, oh God. They are grasping what you need them to hear, oh God. They're they're grasping what you want them to do, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the blessings that you're pouring all into our life, oh God, that we cannot fathom, oh God. We thank you for you raining down on us, God, the hedge of protection that you give us every day on a daily basis, on a second, on an hour, oh God. We thank you for this, oh God. Continue to allow us to stay in the pocket, oh God, so we can stay in the safety of you, God. May we not walk out of alignment of you, God. May we stay in your presence at all times, at all times, oh God. We thank you, God, for this. We thank you, God, for your love and mercy, oh God. It endures forever and ever, oh God. As we walk through this day, oh God, may we be a presence that's a light unto you, oh God. May we shine like never before, oh God. May we do all things that's in joy, God, with no matter what it is, oh God, we will do it, and we will bask in this day, God, joyfully, Lord, as you have us to do, oh God. It's you, God, that's given us all the things that you've given us this week, oh God. We thank you, God, for being the hedge of protection, the head of our life, oh God. It's in your name I pray. Amen, God. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Lord. It's you, oh God. I give you all the praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Amen, God. Amen.
And amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Everybody that has breath in their bodies, just scream where you're at. Just scream, hallelujah. Raise your hands in the air like you just don't care. Act like you are at a party for Christ. Act like you just don't care. You don't care. You have nothing. You are withholding nothing. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're not sitting here. We're not having no pity parties. We're not sleeping. We're not slumbering. We up partying. Act like you in the club back in the days that you were in the club. Act like you out in your lawn or at a park, at just doing whatever it is that you need to do. We need to learn how to be happy for the Lord. We need to learn how to be on fire for the Lord, no matter what your circumstances. The fact of this is the day that he has made, that should make you think, I'm in this thinking moment. I don't know about you all, but different things that's been coming back around in my mind, I'm thinking about it. It's like God is telling me, think about the things that you are saying. Think about the things that I am doing for you. And that's where I'm at this morning. That's where I'm at. This is where my new way of living is, to start thinking in a happy place, thinking in a better place. If I'm always thinking negative thoughts, I'm going to get negative. So on today, what I'm thinking about is the scripture is Ephesians 3:20. Now, all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power to work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. And I'm not quite sure what the ESE Bible is, or the ESV Bible, or a Bible that would give it to you differently, but I know that I'm believing bigger. I am believing bigger. In the natural, many things are impossible. Many things in the natural is impossible. But in the supernatural realm with God, nothing is impossible. God wants you and I to believe for greater things, make bigger plans, and expect him to do the things so great that we fill our mouths up with, that we fill our hearts, that we the things that we're asking for. He wants us to ask. See, let's keep it real. We like to put God in a box. But when you sit and you look just around you, look at nature, look at the sky, look at everything, you are not going to see an ending to it. God is way bigger, way greater, way majestic, way anything that you can put your mind to. He's way bigger than that. It's nothing impossible for God. And this is the thing. Also, in James 4:2, it tells us that we have not because we act not. We can be bold in our asking. And Ephesians 3:20 challenges us. to ask for bigger things. That's what Ephesians 3:20 does for me. It tells me to ask for bigger things. See, most people, I'm going to talk about the way I was brought up. Most people said the way I was brought up, it was you had to be content in what, and the scripture tells you that too, that you need to, because Paul said he was content in the situations that he was in. He realized what, see, but what Paul realized was that Paul, not what he realized, Paul had the whole, had the Holy Spirit within him. Paul knew where his help came from. Just like you and I at this point should know where our help comes from. Just like you and I know that obedience brings blessings. We know these different things. So if you are in a place of obedience, if you are in a place of humility, if you are in a place of discipline, then it's nothing for you to ask God for something bigger. It's nothing for you to ask God for something greater. That is nothing for you to do these different things. And as we were saying on yesterday, people get into a place where they feel like that they're not worthy. Put that to the side. Strike it down. Take it out of your mind. Because if you're believing in God and you've received salvation from the Lord, just know that he can. He will. As the scripture says, we do not have because we do not ask. And then you get into a place, do you really believe? Do you really believe that God can do what you're asking him to do? As again, I say sit and look around. Do you believe that when you come up on a mountain or you come up on an obstacle, a roadblock, that you can either climb that mountain or you can go through that roadblock? Or do you get right up on the roadblock and sit and say, oh, you know what? I'm not confident enough to go through that roadblock, so I'm going to go around the roadblock. Is that what we're at right now? Or are we in a place that our faith is so strong right now that we, because we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Why? Because we are in alignment. We are in the will of God, so we can go ahead and walk through the roadblock to continue, as Paul was talking about on yesterday, on Sunday, to run the race. Are we afraid? Because we keep minimizing. We're minimizing God instead of putting him in a place where we're maxed out. We cannot hold God in a box. We cannot hold God in no way, place, or form. He is greater. He is bigger. It is nothing, nobody that can sit and contain him. And this is the mindset that you and I have to understand. I have major decisions, major situations going on in my life, but you know what? I am not going to allow the enemy to attack me and keep me down, to make me think that my God is not who he says that he is, that my God cannot change the situation or the circumstances. What is going on at this point in time, my faith is growing bigger. My understanding is growing wider. My knowledge. I'm looking for scriptures that I can sit and decree and declare. Walk up and down. I don't care if it's the street. I don't care if it's wherever I'm staying at. Wherever it is, I get up in the wee hours of the morning and I start decreeing and declaring, because you know why? I don't put my God in a box. Come on, Minister Shakita, how can you add to this morning that God can do all things? God can do the impossible. What do you have to add to that this morning?
Yes, Evangelist. I know that God can do exceeding and beyond, because I believe, because I know the power of the tongue. See, on a daily basis, we open our mouth and we speak the things, not sometimes, but a lot of times we open our mouth and speak the things that we want, and at the same time, we open our mouth and cast it out. So you have to stay into it continuous, like like Evangelist said, you have to stay into a continuous space of seeking and yearning God and seeking his face. See, us saints, we have to get beside ourselves and get out of the stinking thinking and come into a perfect place in our mind to where God can allow, we can allow God to enter into us and be a presence into our life. You cannot, and this is something that I had to overcome. See, I'm always come back to self because God always deal with me before anything, before I don't give me any information. He gives me information to pass on, but when it comes to dealing with the self thing, he deals with me. He doesn't give me information to deal with anyone else. But when it comes to self, that's something I had to deal with because I had a thing where I would open my mouth and I ask God for a blessing and I ask God for this, and then in the same instance, I don't know how it's going to happen. I ain't going to get this done. It wasn't even me that I should have been saying that for, but I realized that I was asking God for some prayers, and I was asking God for blessings and asking him for the manifestation, but then at the same time, I'm casting it out my mouth that I wasn't even ready for it. So you have to get into a mindset where God knows that you truly wholehearted believe that he is the object of your affection. He's the object of your central point of your life to where you can come into the manifestation of the things that he has for you, the joy, the peace, the prosperity. And prosperity, people think it has a lot to do with money. Prosperity has a lot to do with many things. It's a multifaceted thing, like Apostle and Evangelist say. Prosperity has to do something with grace. Prosperity has to do something with mercy. Prosperity has something to do with your faith. Prosperity has a lot to do with prayer, because you can become more prayer powerful like before, because I had a problem, if you didn't believe it or not, I had a problem with coming on here and speaking. I still today, sometimes, but my nerves get the best of me, but I get on here and I press through because I know God is the head of my life, and he's not leading me down no wrong path. I know for a fact, exceeding and beyond, the thoughts that I can gather in my mind, that I know that God is doing a work in my life because I tried the other way. And when I tried the other way, I was going down a dark path, and down while I was walking down that path, when I wasn't walking with Lord, I wasn't staying in the presence of the Lord, I had depression, I had mental anguish, I had heartache, I had bitterness in my mind, I had anger, and all these different things that you spoke, that the fruits of the Spirit said that you do not cultivate, so you won't carry them seeds. I was carrying them seeds in my heart, and it was blocking people in my life. It was pushing people, famous people, people of substances away from me, because I was sitting around with the stinking thinking, the stinking mindset, and the dark heart. The dark heart and the cold soul, because I could not get past me. I did not want to walk into the positivity of God. I didn't want to stay into the will of God. I didn't want to speak. I was speaking condemnation over my life, and I did not know it until I got into a place to where I knew that God, it's his will for me to do the things that he's had me to do. I was fighting against the grain. It's a phrase that we use out here. It's called going against the grain. I was going against the grain with the Lord, and I knew doggone well that it was causing me anguish and his pain. Every time I went this way, I had a problem. When I went this way, everything seemed a little bit more easy. So I got to the point where, how about I just go this way? And I continue to walk this walk, and I continue to stay this way on this walk, because God is the focal point of my life. He's the center point of me. No matter what it is, no matter what we're doing, God is the front point, and I will not allow me or anything around me or any person around me to depart from me, that love and that relationship that I'm building with the Lord. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Going back to the challenge of us to ask for bigger things. I know that sometimes, even with me, now that I've calmed down a little bit, that our desires that we ask sometimes appears to be overwhelming. And we actually sit in the natural and cannot see that it's being accomplished. But what we need to remember is that even though you and I do not know the way, God is the way maker. It's a song that's out there that talks about God being the way maker. But even if it wasn't the song, if we go back and we look over historical, go back into the Old Testament, God was the way maker for the Israelites when they were escaping from when they were in their exodus. Think about this, how powerful God is. He said, and he parted the Red Sea for them to escape. That's how powerful, that's how big he is. He gave the instructions on just what to do. He told Moses exactly what to do to help get those Israelites, it's not those people, get them from one place to the other. That's why I know that he's a way maker based off of those hystericals. But in my life, I know that he's a way maker because he's taken different things out of my life because I have chosen to, it goes back to choice. I have chosen not to live in my oldness, but I chose to walk into my newness, and that is in the light of Jesus. That is in the path of righteousness. That is to allow the Holy Spirit to be my leader, to be my guide, and for me not to sit and second guess it, but to hold on to whatever it is, knowing that what may be small today could be bigger tomorrow. See, I'm a person that believes in miracles. I believe in miracles. God told me that I have it written down that there will be three miracles that occur in my life, and not one time have I second-guessed him. Because, see, I learned to know him. I got to a place, I said it again, people may think I'm saying it out of context, but I learned to know him. I learned. I got into a place where I had no choice but to learn. I got into a place where I said, Lord, teach me. Teach me the right way, because I'm tired of tradition. I'm tired of what my great-grandmother told me, my grandmother told me, even my mother, who I love dearly. Lord, teach me. Because, see, when I sit and get into it, if I'm not taught the things that God has, that he wants to teach me, then I cannot understand and know and ask him for things that are greater, for things that are bigger. I can't ask him, or I couldn't possibly believe that there's miracles that's out there. And what we do know is God has a way for us to do everything. He does. He has a way. The plan has already been mapped out. He places different things in our hearts. Let me say this. One thing that I needed to realize, at one point in time, I was having so many dreams and so many visions to the point, and I wasn't understanding them. And it had got me to the place where I was being a little frustrated. Because, see, that was when I did not know. I didn't know my identity in God. I did not know my abilities. I did not know the capabilities. I did not know the gifts and the talents that God had already had for me when I was in my mother's womb. I did not realize those things. And it got to the point where it was frustrating. But we know that God was not giving me those dreams or those visions to frustrate me. What I needed to do was keep my confidence and know that God had already predestined my path, that he already knew what he wanted for me. I just needed to learn to hold on and to walk it out, to run it out, as Paul spoke about, running the race, having the endurance with the confidence, not just sitting here and saying to myself when God was showing me these visions or showing me these dreams that I can do, that I could not do it. So I just want to tell you all this. Stop putting God in a box. Stop sitting and understand that he is the way maker. He is the creator. He is the master planner. And I'm going to now, as we always know, that God always has more to add on to whatever that has already been said. The Holy Spirit is going to come in and take over. Not to say that he's not already here, but like I said, God wants bigger things. So we're going to turn this over to Apostle Temple. Good morning, Apostle Temple. God bless
you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Good morning. God bless all of you all. Amen. God bless all of you all. Our international listeners, especially Nigeria, God bless you. You are really turning out this morning into large numbers listening in. Amen. And this is one of the this is a big topic, you know, that really goes on all over the world. And I think, you know, it's a topic to where I haven't really dug in very deep because God have us in other areas. And hopefully I pray that he really take us into this area. But it takes people around. See, when God expands leaders or an individual that he called in the office to begin to dig in deeper into different areas, of different topics, you know, it's because that the ones that he's ministering to or she that they are pouring into, they don't master a certain area or they got a certain teaching, then God take them into a deeper area. I just pray that many people really get, certain areas correctly for God to take you deeper, because I'm telling you, it's more to God than the naked eye, or it's more to God than what people experience. Amen? And it's more to God. Even with this thing, I don't know if God got me in a season of cleaning a lot of these theories and these little sayings and this little things up, you know, misdirection, you know, with certain information or things that has been laid out. I believe he got me in a season of doing it. Even this topic when, you know, you have not because you ask not. And asking for bigness, you know, greater from God, you know. First of all, you know, here comes the number one question. Are you and God on that level? Or you think that you on that level, or you feel as though you on that level, but God don't feel the same way? That's the first question, you know, that we, you know, that needs to be self-evaluated with an individual. You know, are you and God on that level? You know, it's just like this here. Say, for instance, a person come to you and you really don't know much of that person. You know, every now and then that person give you a call. Every now and then that person have some little conversation with you, check up on you every now and then, talk to you every now and then. You know, it comes to times where you hear that from a person quite frequently, but, you know, that's the only time you hear from them is when they going through some trouble. You know, they got some issues going on. They need your help to help maneuver them through these issues. But after they get through or finish maneuvering through these issues, you know, you really don't hear from them as much. But one day they pop up and say, hey, you know what? I have this car, you know, I'm trying to raise money and I'm believing to get this Rolls-Royce. And, you know, I want your help because I believe we're friends like that. You get me this Rolls-Royce, you know. How many of you have been in situations to where someone asks for something for you and you kind of look like, wait a minute, we ain't on that level like that. You know, for me to loan you this type of money or me to give you this type of thing, and you kind of look at them like, wait a minute, we ain't on this level like that, you know, before I could do this for you. Well, you got to understand something also with God. Are y'all on that type of level like that, or you just believe that you're on that level like that? And that's the thing, that when people go and ask things from God and ask big things from God, amen, they don't realize that, are you on that level? Are your relationship with God is to that level? you know. And many people think, and this is the most misdirection of, you know, how things be ministered and delivered throughout the body of Christ. You know, they tell you want this thing, you go and ask for it. You want this, you go and ask for it. You know, and, you know, they make, then we come back and contradict ourselves. God ain't no Santa Claus God. He just don't give you things like that. He just don't. Okay, one minute we telling the peoples of the body of Christ, if you want it, ask for it. Next minute we saying that he is not no Santa Claus God. You know, so now, you know, we contradicting the word of God, and we contradicting the things of God without putting in the stipulation that God goes by. And that's something that you have to understand. First of all, before you, you must grow to something bigger to God and where God can re-honor you. I'm going to show you in the scripture in a second. First of all, have you been appreciative of the small stuff that is in your life? That's first, amen. Well, let's not even go into another level. Let's stay on this, despise not small beginnings. You know, let's stay right there. Are you being appreciative of what God done placed in your life? Amen. And before you can master to another place or another level or increase in something into your life, how did you manage what you already have? How did you manage what's already in your life? So many people want to go and they bored and want to go to another level, a big level, but you have not even, my God, managed what you already have. You have not showed that you could be responsible for the little that you have. You have not showed that you're appreciative for the little that you have. But we got this big old dream or this big old thing to where I call vain imagination, to where we want this greatness, amen, but yet we have not seen the value into what we already have. Are you appreciative of what you have, or are you just looking at it like, I just can't stand it? You're ungrateful stuff. You got so many ungrateful things, but they hide behind that God finna get ready to do exceedingly above all things, but your ungrateful self, you don't understand that God already doing exceedingly above all things. You might not have everything you want, but baby, you got clothes. You might not have the quality of food that you want to eat, but baby, it looks like you haven't missed no meals. Y'all about to hear me up in here. You might not have, my God almighty, you know, the fullness of health that you want, but baby, you got to understand, a thousand people, amen, wish they could have the issues that you have in your body and could get up and see another day and still live in the own, amen. Are you thankful for what you already at? My God, you want God to do a miracle, but are you thankful what he's doing right now? Even though it might not be, my God, the best that you want to, what you want to have, but guess what? You still got blood running warm in your vein. But guess what, amen? You might not have the finances that you need, amen, that you want right now, but guess what, baby? You still got shelter, amen? You still got running water that in some countries, they don't even have that. Y'all about to hear me. You still got electricity coming in your home. My God, in some country, they don't even have that. Are you thankful where you're at right now? And that's something that we really got to understand, that if we're going to go into a greater level or go into something greater with God, the question is, are we thankful, my God, of where we at? Are we thankful of what we have right now? Amen. Are you thankful? Are you, oh, my God, almighty, are you just not being so thankful? You just got an issue with this. You better be thankful of that putt-putt car, because that putt-putt car kept you off of, my God, almighty, the bus or subway. My God, upping up your chance to get ready to catch a virus that you probably had underlying health issues that it could have kept, my God, it could have put you in one of the number of the death toll. Amen. Are you thankful? You might, my God, in some of us, we got to look at a situation, my God, differently than we do. Amen. Why God want to give you something greater? Because at the end of the day, appreciation starts from within. It doesn't start for what you have, because after a while, God can give you a Rolls Royce, but after a while, you're going to get tired of looking at that same Rolls Royce. You're going to begin to complain about that car. Amen. Are you grateful? Amen. God already done for you. Amen. I want to talk to some international listeners this morning. Amen. That you could truly say, you know what, Pastor? I might not have it all, but I'm grateful. Amen. My God Almighty. See, my God, when we become grateful, we'll start getting out of these lines and in these church lines, amen, when they call for a prayer for your finances and prayer to move this, amen, because at the end of the day, I just thank God for what I have, amen, because I have finances, amen. I might not have, my God, what I want to have or what I want to make, but I thank God for what I do have, amen. See, we got to be grateful on what we have. It just shakes my head when I see so many things, amen. I need prayer for my health. Baby, my God Almighty, if you're able to walk in a prayer line, you just don't know how good your health is, amen, because you got some folks are not able, my God Almighty, to walk in a healing line, amen, my God Almighty. So you got a lot to be thankful for, and you got a lot to be giving God credit, my God, in your life. So we got to understand that that's the first area before we can even go into, my God Almighty, the different things. This is what the Bible says, amen. We understand what James 4:2, my God, says, my God, but some of us, some people, they like to take out, they don't take the whole verse. They like to take out the quotation in that verse before we get to that. The Bible declares in James 4:2, it says, you desire and you do not have. So you murder. So other words, my God Almighty, you go about getting things the wrong way. Amen. And we got so many people like that, amen, that they desire different things and they don't do the proper things that they need to do to receive the different things. So now when you go out and go and do it your own way, then what we call it, you know what? God done bless me, and next thing you know, the enemy come in devour. Let me tell you something. Anything that God bless, amen, the enemy do not have no jurisdiction, and it's already covered up under the blood. The enemy cannot devour it, amen, because he don't have no jurisdiction to come into the arena that God, he already got kicked out of the arena. He cannot have jurisdictions to come back into the arena. The Bible declares, whom I bless, let me keep watching here, amen, and it says, you desire and do not have, so you murder. Amen. You covet and cannot untame. Amen. So you fight. My God Almighty, you do not have because you do not ask. Now, we understand that you do not have because you do not ask. So we'll talk about other stuff. But this is the main important part right here. Verse 3. Go down one verse and look at James 4:3. This is the very most important part to why you don't have. It says, you ask and do not receive. My God Almighty, why is that? Because you ask wrongly. The Bible says you ask wrongly to spend it on your what? Passion. So you want to spend it on your weakness, spend it on your flesh, spend it. So why God want to increase you? Amen. So many people have been misled, amen, to where, oh, I just need to ask. Baby, let me tell you something. It doesn't work like that. I wish it did, but it doesn't. Because if that was the case, we all be up in here, my God, fulfilled everything that we asked for. God none gave it. We are just, my God, riding high. Amen. It doesn't work like that. The Bible says, number one, you ask wrongly. My God, how you ask wrongly? You don't even have a relationship with God, but yet I want to ask God for the impossible. How does that sound? It's just like somebody asking you, my God, loan me, my God, $5,000, but yet they have not shown faithful they could pay $5 back, and you turn around and give them that $5,000. What that make any sense to you? That's setting your own self up, my God Almighty, to get ready to be used and abused. Now you want to get mad at them. Well, sister, you supposed to owe me my money once you got your stimulus check, and you got your stimulus chat. I don't see y'all post on Facebook. Y'all all in Juicy Crab. Y'all all at the mall. You in LeVar
Louis Vuitton, what, Louis Vuitton, all that Louis Vuitton. You in Chanel. You just doing your girl. You just doing your hair. I know you don't get your hair done on your EBT card. You know, that don't work like that. And you know, you owe me my money. And all of a sudden, she got a click going up. Click, I don't got time for this. Click, I don't got time for you. Click, now they dodging you. But yet, my God Almighty, now you're mad at them because you put yourself in that situation, amen? They ain't even showed that it was worthy to pay back $5, amen? They weren't even worthy, my God, to show you that they'll give you back, my God, 50 cents. Now you got a problem with them because you gave them something that is of value to you, and yet they wasn't worthy, or they haven't proved themselves that they was able to receive what is value for you. How do it sound? Come on, church people. Where y'all at this morning? How do it sound? You didn't even show God that you was worthy, my God Almighty. You didn't even show God that you're appreciative of the little blessing that he gave, my God, to you. Baby, you know you just needed $5 added to your light bill, and God bless you with the $5 added to your light bill. You wasn't appreciative of that. You came back and complained about something else, even though you got oodles and roaming noodles in your cabinets, amen. You could have hooked them things up, baby, put some peas with them, throw some shrimp up in there, but yet you said, my God, my friends eating that juicy crab, they got all that crab boil going over there. You weren't even thankful for what's already in your cabinet, but yet I want God to do something exceedingly abundantly. Baby, I'm sorry if you coming over here looking for a whistle in the dream or ADM line. I got to tell you the truth. It doesn't work like that. The Bible says, you have not received because you did what? You asked wrongly. You asked wrongly. You're not even us on that level. But yet you want to, many people don't, I know you've been bamboozled. Folks, they say, go and do this, y'all. You going to ask God, girl, God's going to give it. That's a lie. No, that's not true. God just don't give it like that. This is one of the scriptures to where I tell anybody, you got to look deeper into what the author is writing. You got to understand the Bible. Bible tells you, don't despise small beginnings. It tells you different things that are long in the scripture, showing you guidelines that God, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. So now the body of Christ contradicting themselves. Now they say it does work like that. Then they say it don't work like that. Which one is it? Is this, my God, we got rules changed when people get on your nerves, when you know they doing wrong? Howdy, young child. No, the rules stay the same. The structure stay the same. You want bigger? Show God that you are worthy of bigger. You want greater? Show God that you can master the $2 and $3 and $10 in your life, that you're very responsible of the $3. You're very responsible of the $10. You're very responsible of the $100. Watch God increase once you could show him that you're very responsible. Watch that he could do exceedingly and above of all. Not only that he blessed you with, the more he blessed you, the closer you begin to get, the closer you begin to get. You get closer. You don't stand back. You don't get backwards. You don't go backwards. You get closer. You just get closer because God's showing you that I can do exceedingly. He's showing you that I can do abundantly. Your faith should be increasing. Your faith should be going out the roof. My God Almighty, your salvation should get deeper in God. It shouldn't be going back. Sliding, and I just could do this, girl, because your heart wasn't in the place where it needs to be at in the first place. Many people's heart is in a place of their situation. So they move in spiritual emotions, spiritual and natural emotions, trying to trigger the spirit realms. And now they get a false sense of hope because people don't understand the devil will give you something to keep you on that same path and make you think you're getting a blessing. If it's false prophets in the Bible, amen, trust me, it's some false blessings could come your way as well to keep you on that same path, amen, for you could keep going deeper in it. And that path is a path of nothing but mess. It ain't a path of peace. It ain't a path of joy. It ain't a path of happiness. It ain't a path of none. It's a path that keep your focus over here. So many people get these falsified blessings. And next thing you know, they go back into a storm. It's greater than what they came out of. Now they're trying to figure out, oh, Lord, why is me? You have not because you ask not and because you ask wrong. We have to take accountability of how we ask in God for different things. We need to do a self-evaluation. It's an insult to God for some of us to come to him with some of this nonsense. It's an insult to God. Some of us, you need to get out of this church language, amen, and get into the relationship with him, because it's just an insult. Is that it could be insult. It behooves me how if some things is insulting to you as a people, but you feel as though it's not insulting to God. Amen? I want this bigness. But all of a sudden, you show up on somebody's front door. You ain't even talked to them in years. In years. I'm going to say, ain't going to say years. Years. You ain't talked to them in years. Amen? You don't even call them. Check up on them. Every time they hear from you, they know when they see your name on a call ID. Oh, that's a so-and-so. Now, they need a couple of dollars for gas. Now, I don't got time for it. I don't want to answer. But then you show up on their doorstep. Child, I ain't going to ask you for no gas no more because I'm finna go and buy this car, and this car going to save me, my God, 30 gallons on $1. It's going to save me some money, but I just need a couple of dollars to get this car. Come on. That's an insult, dude. That's like, you kidding me right now? That's almost like a look like, you kidding me? How you think God feel by you want to come to want something greater, but we have not been appreciative of what we have already in our life? Back to you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. There you go. Drop the mic moment as our Holy Spirit will come in. They put us on something different. It's not in tradition. It's not in what it is, what God is telling us. He is speaking to us. And as Apostle Temple always says, read the scriptures above and below, and you will get the proper context of what is needed. So I sit and tell you all today, I will leave you all with telling you that it is great for us to have contentment, be satisfied, have a state of happiness, and being satisfied in our life. Because, and along with that, what comes with that is a humility and discipline. So do not go into a place where you are not humbled, you are not grateful for the things that God has for you. Because we do know that God has He knows the plans for us, and the plans is for goodness. The plans is for us to have an attitude of gratitude, place where we for what for the small things have in our life, and of course things will get big, will stretch as well. So we peace, love, and happiness.
Amen. God bless you all.
Evangelist,
there she go. Amen. I think she's going in and out on her phone line. Amen. So we just thank God for you all. Remember, amen, be appreciative of where you at right now. And, you know, one thing that I'm a living witness of, you know, that's why I said we could go into deeper with this. You know, greatness is going to come. Greater is going to come. And it is because God trusts you with greater. Amen. And it's going to automatically happen in your life once you live a life pleasing to God. He could trust you with greater. He could trust you with larger.
It's something that you don't have to pursue after. It's something that you don't have to go. You begin to put things in its proper places, amen? Financials, amen? I teach this to our ministry all the time, and I tell them all the time when we get on financials, take care of your responsibility, amen? Get a plan, get a budget, amen? Just not go and have a poverty mindset, and the first thing that you do and you celebrate it when you get money, amen, is going to spend it. You try to figure out ways where you're going to go and spend it, and you spend it into areas that is no return that is coming back to you. That is a poverty-minded individual. I just couldn't wait on this, amen? But a mindset that is successful and prosper, when they get something in their life, they begin to make plans. First of all, they make plans to take care of their obligations and responsibilities that they have in life. Being appreciative is showing God that you're appreciative by taking care of it, by being responsible. If you got a house payment, rent payment, or whatever payment is, you've been appreciative, showing God, I thank you for this shelter, and you're showing that you are able to meet your obligation that you signed up for. Don't get mad because I don't know, you signed up for it, and you got an obligation, and you're striving to fulfill that obligation because we all been there on the wing in a prayer. That God opened up a door to find us somewhere to stay. Some of us have been staying with folks and all that. I don't stay with folks before. I'm talking about that's about the worst experience that you could ever do because you ain't free. You got to deal with attitude, moves for you. You seeing some stuff that you ain't even want to see, amen, yeah. Within other people's roof and house, and you had to pray to get out of there, amen? So do not be irresponsible, you know, and not to take care of obligation, responsibility that God, that's your first thing, amen? That is your first thing. I know what people are saying, you need to sow into this, baby. You better sow into your cable, your rent, and your light bill. You better sow into that house first, amen, because at the end of the day, if God going to need a house to be in, if them other houses closed down, at least he got a warm place to come on in, and that's over there at your residence. At least you got some stuff to go. If you want to do a baptism, your water bill is on. Y'all about to hear me, amen? If you want to do a light ceremony, your light bill is paid up. Y'all about to hear me? If you want to do a shut-in, your home, your rent, or your town, don't matter what you got your rent caught up. You ain't looking at no evictions. Y'all hear me? He could come on in. So let's begin to think on these levels. It's not a level that is popular by other people, other leaders. Who cares? We care about what the gospel says and what God says to prosper his people. Amen. I don't know if evangelists are back on or not. I know you've been hit. Oh, okay, God bless you. Amen. All right, God bless you, evangelist. Go ahead, and you can go ahead and close us out. But people of God, I hope I can do more teaching. God just got me in this teaching place. And begin to teach. If you wasn't on just last night, understanding by holy living, amen, we really went in to start defining and breaking it. We went into a little meat last night, amen. And I hope I could get back to it to dig more deeper into it, amen, to where it could be a blessing to you. And we just want to cut up all these myths, get back to the gospel, get back to the Bible, so we can live a life that is pleasing not to man, but pleasing unto God. And that's all that matters. Eventually, if you're on, you're going to close up.
Amen. I'm not sure if you all can hear me, but just everybody shout glory, hallelujah. That we thank God for who he is and what he is doing in our lives. Apostle Temple, as always, we thank you for the pouring into us, for giving us the, even if it's a rod of correction, we are thankful for that because we want to make sure that we are getting the right knowledge, the right things in our lives so we can prosper, so we can be in a place of knowing and understanding. So as we leave you all today, again, we leave you with peace, love, and happiness. Have someone else to come on with you tomorrow because you never know what God is, what he has for you. It's not what we have for you. It's what God has for you. The teachings that you're receiving, that's what God has for you in this moment and in this time. We love you, but God loves you most. Have a beautiful, terrific Tuesday today. Do not let anybody separate you from what God has for you on this day. Love you. We leave you with peace and happiness. Have a great day.